Want to spend more time in the great outdoors? Join our family as we share insights, suggestions, and highlights of our adventures. It's time now for Glampin' and River Roamin' with the Tilleries. Hey there, River Roamin' with the Tilleries back in 2023.
Hello, River Roamers.
Anna and Michael here, happy to report about ending 2022 strong, concluding with 51 rivers for that year. Wow. We only thought we were going to get three in our St. Augustine trip, and then there was four, so that was quite the bonus.
We're about halfway to our goal.
Yeah, and if you've never been to St. Augustine around the holidays, from Thanksgiving through the end of January, they host a city downtown citywide experience called the City Lights.
Night of Lights. No?
No.
No.
Yeah. It's the St. Augustine City Lights. Oh. And all of the main historic district participates, and everyone can customize their exteriors, and it's just striking. And then many of them carry that same festive cheer to the inside. So I had personally never been to St. Augustine with the exception of our son's fourth grade field trip, because that is mandatory for Florida public school systems. And I loved being a chaperone, and that was really cool. We did walk down these alleyways and visit a lot of those businesses back that many years ago, but that was in broad daylight and in, early spring. This was Christmas, and I mean, just the town was glowing with all of its lights. It was beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
And what they do at the main center with all of the lights under the those big oak trees, and like some of them look almost like weeping willows. It was just stunning.
Town square there.
Yeah, I mean, it's magical. So anyhow, so we really wanted to have that experience while also getting a couple of rivers under our belt. And we planned in advance and went to Anastasia State Park. If we ever get the chance between a state park or an RV park,
always choose the state park.
Yeah, you get that camping experience. You get a little bit more privacy. You get everyone's camping. No one's really there permanently. So everyone has the same mindset, if you will.
And I had never been to St. Augustine aside from going to Anastasia State Park in the past, but we never left the park.
Yeah.
So it was very, very cool to see.
So when you entered the state park, there was a cool food truck set up at the end. We ended up visiting them on our
second day on the way back.
Yep. And then they also have their own amphitheater there at the Anastasia State Park.
Showing big names.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Willie Nelson and family was there.
Not when we were there, but.
No, but then who's that country guy? Kane Brown was coming, yeah.
And it's also really close to the St. Augustine Lighthouse. And as a matter of fact, that's where we put the boat in on our first day of boating.
Yeah.
And so it was beautiful because they even decorate the lighthouse. The boat ramp was big, very accessible. And when we put in, we were instantly on River 48, which was the Montsanas River. We learned later that that literal translation means massacre. Eeks. But it was a beautiful river.
Yes.
And as we approached the head of the river to be able to duck in and go towards the town rather than out into the inlet, which, again, we love our Bass Pro
Sun Tracker
bass buggy. And it is perfect for us, but it's not perfect for big open waters like that. And it was a little choppy out there that day.
It was a little choppy and very, very
cold.
Very, very cold for some Southern Floridians.
We had head beanies, gloves, scarves, extra comforters, like full-sized comforters. We were wrapped up like burritos.
Well, yeah. We weren't. They were.
Anna and Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Like all the way wrapped up like an Eskimo.
Yeah, mom and son, like little
breakfast. It wasn't bad burritos when you were going with the wind, but when you turned around and about face and going against the wind, it was downright cold. It was like 50 degrees. With the wind chill of like 35. It was crazy.
And henceforth, we didn't do a whole lot of fishing because you were numb.
I did do a little fishing the
on
second
the second day, but we
it
didn't.
Was a little warmer.
Yeah, there was. It was warmer on the second day. Well, but we were bound and determined, obviously, to go. And we knew that we needed to boat during full sun. So our goal was to be in the water by 11 and be out by 3. So we go into the Matsanas, and then as we go to hang a left and go west, there's this beautiful giant cross right at the end of the land before you enter, as you keep going west, their famous fort that is there in St. Augustine, the Castillos. Oh, we should really have looked that up. Anyhow, you see this magic. I mean, you felt like, could you imagine coming in on a ship however many hundreds and hundreds of years ago? Because that's exactly what happened, right? St. Augustine is the longest continuously inhabited and functioning city in all
of America.
And since
Castillo
the
50- de San Marcos.
Yeah, the Castillo de San Marcos. So that,
you say
I mean, that's
better because you got a little Latin in you.
Right. So you see this massive fort, you see that giant cross, and then you see this massive fort. It's all impressive. You get up kind of close to the downtown, and that's really beautiful. And again, you saw all their wreaths and their lights and their bows, and it was so fun. There's a giant pirate ship in the water. We actually saw what looked like some real full service coming from the marina that's right in the heart of that downtown. They were shuttling people that were mooring to and fro, which was a nice service.
Yes, that marina, very, very much. They would moor out at their spots, like our city marina here in town, but they would shuttle them to be able to go to the downtown area if they didn't have little dinghies or whatever.
Or just didn't want to because it was too darn freezing. So then we kept going, and then we entered River 49, the San Sebastian River, which takes you basically to the backside of that historic downtown St. Augustine. We saw some cool restaurants by water. Unfortunately, this is a very peak season for them, so a lot of places require reservations, and a lot of them sell out far in advance.
Very busy. If you ever go during this time to St. Augustine, bring your patience with you.
Yes. Yes, and make reservations well in advance, right, if you can. Yes. So we saw some beautiful places that we weren't able to visit necessarily, but beautiful to see. And I mean, we took the San Sebastian all the way till we couldn't because there was a low bridge. So we turned around there, but that was 49, our 49th river, and that was pretty exciting. And we found a spot where Seeger could get off and run, and we just were able to take in the sights. And we were back in time for our 3 o'clock like we had hoped. And the first night when we got there, this was probably the only trip too. We skipped right over the first night, but this was the first night or the first trip where we planned to go out to eat every night. Usually
we'll cook
and then maybe go out one night.
Yeah.
And that's a maybe because sometimes you're in the middle of nowhere and there's nowhere to go to. But if we know that we're going to be in a town or something, we want to be able to support fellow small businesses. So the first night we went to this place that was really close to us, actually, called Odd Birds. And
the name says it all, folks.
Yeah. But there was this cool shop next to it that was full of like retro clothes. And,
yeah.
And in the back, they had like a stage and stuff where they do have concerts. And everything was like kind of rock and roll vintage. It was really an adorable shop. But it's definitely, you could experience the young hipster vibe that was happening.
If you're into that thing.
Yep, and so that was there, and right across the street, Outbirds kind of carried in that same theme. We got this big, like, Argentinian grilled meat plate, which it was fun for the experience. I mean, there was this place called Asado Life that's on the San Sebastian River that I would have much rather have experienced for that meat, you know, fresh
yes.
off of the carving.
But they were closed, right?
No, they weren't closed. They were booked solid.
Oh.
Whereas, you know, this place had like one dish that featured that. I would probably love to experiment.
Was that the second restaurant on the San Sebastian River?
Yeah. But the restaurant was good enough overall. It definitely did the job. It was a very chilly night. It seems like it was a little drafty in there, but it all made do. And we went back, settled in, little campfire, rest up, get a good night's sleep so we could boat. But that evening, after our first day of boating, we met some friends that were downtown. And so we got to go into a couple of the different local bars that were fun. Excellent live entertainment, but truly thousands and thousands of people in the streets.
Yes. So many people. They got trams and trolleys and horse carriages and stuff, but just so much traffic.
We got wise by the final night just to park and walk across the Lions, the Bridge of Lions.
Yeah.
But we did not do that on that second night. So we had to, like, get ushered into some large plantation-style house for parking and then walk a considerable stretch to get into the downtown on that night.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, though.
But we had reservations at La Colombia.
La Colombia.
And they were very busy. But they did say, you know, if you want the paella valenciana, which that is my maiden name, Valencia, so how could I resist? That dish alone takes about 45 minutes. But we had an excellent meal.
I had the Babe Ruth steak. Big old top sirloin. It's good.
And then Charlie had that. It was like a Spanish pot roast, but it was stuffed with chorizo, and it came with like a gravy. It was really...
He liked it.
He put a hurt into it. But everything was delicious, and we were able to stop at another pub or two on our walk back, and that is one of the bonuses of having a 16-year-old now. He is...
Designated driver.
Perfect. And so we went back to the state park that night, and rested up again, and our friends arrived and greeted us that morning early. So we hung out with them to say goodbye for a little bit and then planned our journey the next day, but knowing that we needed to put in a different spot so that we could accomplish the Tolomoto River. And then off of the Tolomoto River was also the Guana River.
Which
so that
we
gave
were
us
expecting, right?
Right. So that gave us 50 and 51. So we put in at this, like, it was kind of north.
It was very north. We had to go through downtown, towing the
over
boat
a bridge,
with all the traffic. But it was, you know, it wasn't that bad.
And there was a place called Aunt Kate's, and then Michael's Bait and Beer.
The two businesses were
attached. So if you're ever looking for that boat ramp, it does put you directly right into the Tolomoto, and we were able to pick up some chicken strips. Again, it was pretty cold, and though we had stuff to make sandwiches, we wanted something kind of hot. So they had some chicken tenders. We were able to get a big box of chicken tenders and enjoy those. And the Tolomoto River was fast.
Quite large.
Yeah, it was wide. Yeah.
It's basically as big as the intercoastal, so...
And then we took the offshoot to go down the Guana, which took us a considerable ways, and that's where Dad did some fishing.
Yeah.
Didn't catch much, but Charlie Brown was out for the count.
He was sleeping.
I swear to goodness, you have you ever seen your teenage boy and he's taking a nap? Like, it was such a deep sleep. I swear to goodness, he, like, woke up 1 or 2 inches taller. Like you know when their body has to do a shutdown because they're doing a growth spurt? It was like it happened right before my eyes that day. I tell you what, it did. I mean, he was like shroom, hard shut down. And you couldn't ask for anything more, right? Because you're comfy, you're with your family, you're safe, you're outside. The sun is warm, but there's a chill, so everyone's in layers and a big blanket. He was done.
Out like a light.
And a friendly dog who wants to be nestled next to him. It was just perfect. Didn't catch anything. But
tried.
We... Good memories.
Yeah.
We found a bird island that was just this tiny island in the middle of the Tolomoto, and it just had many hundreds of white birds, all white. And so we went as close as we could,
very
and our dog.
Very large pelicans.
Yeah. Our dog Seeger was like, oh my God, just let me at him. Let me at him. But we realized his odds weren't great, so we decided to turn around. Went back that night. And that was the evening that we got to try the Irish restaurant.
Oh, yes, the Irish restaurant, which we
Meehan's Irish Pub. We did their famous mac and cheese topped with bacon and their Irish egg rolls. But that was the night that we finally got savvy and we parked on our side of the Lions Bridge, closer to the side, not too far from our state park, and then walked across that bridge into the town and enjoyed that Meehan's and
never did get a seat, an actual seat for dinner. We sat at the bar, got some appetizers. It was an hour wait for an actual table, so we didn't actually get an entree or anything, but somewhere to go back to because their food was pretty good. That mac and cheese was on point.
Yeah. The whole vibe was cool.
Yeah.
Where did we go after Meehan's that evening?
We went back home. We tried to find some tacos, remember? And all the taco places were closed or what have you. So we kind of went back to camp hungry, but...
Charlie went back and picked up a mellow mushroom pizza.
Oh, right, right, right. He went out and got us a pizza, which mm-hmm. was all right. Mellow mushroom.
It was okay.
Yeah.
But then we woke up early the next morning and went to Ripley's, believe it or not. We purchased tickets online. And it's like in this giant castle right on the water.
Well, it is the first standalone permanent Ripley's, believe it or not, in the United States.
Yeah,
it's
museum.
St. Augustine there, though. Mm-hmm. So it's quite large.
And, I mean, the architecture alone is so inviting. So we were able to do that. And then there was time for us to go back to camp. On our way back to camp, the taco stand
we got our tacos we wanted the night before.
Yep. Was open, so we had each of us a taco and then went back and broke down camp and drove the couple hour drive home. And man, it was a great trip. It was really a beautiful trip. It was right after Christmas. Like I mentioned earlier, it hangs on all the way through the end of January. So from Thanksgiving to the end of January, this upcoming year, dear friends of ours, their youngest child is getting married. I have the pleasure of being the officiant, but they're getting married there in St. Augustine. So we're going to experience Christmas in St. Augustine 2 years in a row, which will be cool.
Yeah.
But now we'll have a little bit more insight, which will be
on where to go,
valuable.
How to do it.
Yeah. So River Roman with the Tillery is ending 2022 with 51 rivers under our belt and kicking off 2023 with river number 52. So visit our website, riverroamingwiththetilleries.com. We have links. We have different things that we purchase that we find very user-friendly and useful that you could also have for your adventures, as well as other past podcasts and more.
Talk to you later.
Time for our camp and corny.
Who delivers presents to baby sharks at Christmas?
Who?
Santa Jaws.
Thanks for tuning in.
If you dig it, please subscribe.
And be sure to check us out online at riverromanwiththetilleries.com.